plot reflected in a shiny gold shield with the letters WB in the middle. Warner Brothers Pictures. A dark-haired 30-something man sits in a swivel chair in a studio.
When Martin Samuels decides to make a documentary about a Scottish artiste, you have to ask yourself, who is this guy? What's all the fuss about?
He sits up proudly.
Well, that guy is me. I'm Crawford McKenzie. I'm a hairdresser. Dear Mr. McKenzie, the Executive Committee of the World International Hairdressing Federation is delighted to inform you that you have been selected to participate in this year's Platinum Scissors competition in Los Angeles. For those invited, blah 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 blah. On a personal note, I look forward to meeting you upon your arrival in the United States. Sincerely, Monique Gingold, President WHIF Swift.
That was Crawford reading out a letter to the documentarian Martin Samuels in Glasgow, Scotland, 1998. A Kevin Allen film, Craig Ferguson, The Big Tease. Day, gaunt bespectacled 40-something Martin crosses the road and enters Crawford's hair salon. Smiling Crawford crosses the busy salon to meet Martin.
Hi.
Basically, this is what I work, this is what I do all the...
Margaret, you look fantastic. You're like a big scary alien with your hat. The tension from outer space.
With a young lady.
This is a look I've been working on. I call it New Zealand. All black, see?
Oh.
Margaret?
Do you know what's the funny thing about that woman? She comes in here every week. You get a permanent on her head, and then she's off to the bathroom for half an hour.
How did you come by this nickname that you have?
Oh, well... They call me the Red Adair of hair because if there's a problem, I'm the one they call in. Obviously, it's a different area of expertise from the other Red Adair.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd never use explosives to get the style I wanted. I mean, this is hairdressing, there are limits, right?
But what was that like then, someone who, like you, knew you were a born hairdresser growing up at a school in a working class district in Glasgow? What was that like?
Sorry. Let's have a look around a bit more. This is,
Do you not want me to ask you questions about...
Talk about me.
Okay, yeah.
I want to cut it short, I want to put curls on the top, and I want to dye it red. Rarely do we perform the full bluebell, but Senga's is a very deserving case. She hasn't quite been herself since the accident in the bakery. It's going to look gorgeous. You're going to look fabulous.
Yeah.
Ta-da!
Oh, Crawford. You're a genius.
I know. You can't dominate the Glasgow and surrounding borough regionals for 5 years and then not get asked to LA, you know? I mean, they're gonna come. Welcome to my wee office, or as I sometimes call it, my Galleria del Trofeo. And here we are, the Grand Fromage, Sean Connery.
A framed photo.
Which one's Sean Connery?
In the middle there. Actually, it has been said that my Sean Connery is indistinguishable from the real thing with your eyes shut, Mr. Goldfinger. Anyway, it was a glorious day at Glen Eagles, apart from Sean's little hair catastrophe. Luckily, I was able to step in and help out. Alas, you know, discretion forbids.
Right. Which one's this? Who is this?
It's Stig Ludvigsson, winner of the Platinum Scissors for the last 3 years. Mm. You simply can't go higher in the hair hierarchy. Of course, Stig Ludvigsson's salon is in L.A., where hair can make you or break you.
How do you feel about him being singled out to compete against the greatest hairdressers in the world?
I think it's absolutely wonderful.
So there was a hint of genius even when he was...
Oh, yes.
Hey, what channel is this for me?
It's a documentary for English television.
What channel is it for?
It's a documentary for English television. If you just like to stand over there, sir. We're just shooting in this direction here, and it's very difficult for me to concentrate on.
I think you should go and get a sweater on. It's getting rather cold.
This is my garden. You've always bothered me, by the way.
What was he like as a child?
Very, very intelligent. I called up Mensa about him.
Mensa?
Yes. Huh? And they suggested I get him a chess set. And what do you think happened the very afternoon I brought it home?
I don't know.
He takes the little men and dresses them up in homemade hula skirts and performed the bigger numbers from South Pacific. Bali High, your special island.
Come to me. Let me ask you about Gareth. Yeah, he's a nice boy, isn't he?
Martin was chatting to Crawford's mum. In an Indian restaurant, friends throw Crawford a goodbye bash. There's a band playing on a little stage.
Come here, Gwen. Thank you, thank you. Thank you very much, Deirdre. Thank you, mate.
Well done. Oh, look, I got you, Mr. Kimmins.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
We're all very proud. I'm his biggest fan.
What? He's got an underwater camera.
He's so talented and sexy.
He's an excellent guy. Yeah, isn't he, boys? Yeah.
I tell you what, I'd sleep with him.
You know he's gay, don't you?
Well, he is, isn't he?
If they want him out in California, it's probably for the best. He'll be amongst his own kind out there.
Shark-infested waters.
This is Gareth Pritchard.
Crawford, don't go to Hollywood.
Shut your face. I had a very settled life in Scotland. I had my cats, my mother, my friend Gareth. And these people were the reason that I was getting on that plane. Bless them. You know, this was something I had to do. Not for me, but for Scotland.
Crawford was in the studio. He had a photo album titled Crawford, Los Angeles. He arrives at Glasgow Airport in a taxi. Crawford's mum and Gareth are with him in the departures lounge.
That is lovely, mum. Oh,
thanks. Hey,
Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Shut up.
Stars.
I know, it's the stars and the stripes. It's lovely.
Oh, son, it's a wee bit wee on here. No, need to knit you another one.
Don't you dare knit another one. It's fine. Right. It's lovely. I love it. It's a bit hot.
Hey, listen. Take your billy doll. Bring you luck.
Thanks.
Not that you need luck.
Oh, shut up.
Ta-ra.
Ta-ra.
I'm sorry. As they say in Shandau,
ciao for now.
Ta-ra.
Ta-ra.
Come on.
All right.
Yeah.
Bye.
He boards the plane with Martin. They land at Los Angeles International Airport.
Are you tired?
Yes. But it's an international sort of tired, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't believe it. I mean, seeing him right there at the airport, it was like an omen. Not the omen, of course, but equally as scary in a different way.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's Stig. Stig, hi! Stig, hi! Hi!
Cool, cool, cool!
Oh. Hey! Excuse me, miss. Do you work for Stig?
No, we're busy.
Charming.
Who was that?
Stig Ludvigsen. Cheerio! He's the one to beat.
Stig and his entourage arrived on a private jet. Outside, a white limo pulls up.
Hey, you know, you gotta get it
on. I got it. Yeah. Hey. You guys want to ride?
No, thanks. We're going to get a taxi.
Nah, don't forget those guys, man. They'll screw you.
Hey,
they don't even speak English.
Excuse me.
I got it.
Officer?
I got it, dude. That's my stretch right there.
Your what?
My limo. Stretch, classy, you know what I mean?
For God's sake, get a taxi.
Go and get a trolley. How much?
$200.
No way. Where you from, man?
Scotland.
$75 bucks.
$50.
All right.
Okay.
Welcome, gentlemen. Welcome to Los Angeles, baby. All right.
They get into the limo, which drives past the big Hollywood sign in the hills. The burly driver's name is Eamon McGarvey. The city is surrounded by vast roadways. They pass under signs for Sunset Boulevard and Hollywood Bowl. In the back of the limo...
It's big, isn't it? Oh, look at that, Marina Del Rey. I knew a drag queen once called Marina Del Rey. She wasn't from here, though. She was from Wolverhampton. She's a great dancer. Fat arse, though.
What kind of movie are you guys making?
It's a fly-on-the-wall documentary.
You guys want an idea for a movie?
I only make documentaries.
Five words. Teenage, acidic, lizard, basketball mutiny. Ta-da! You know what I mean? It's a slam dunk, man. Big UFO that comes down. If you lose, you will become our slave. They've already got Michael Jordan. 3 a.m, my beeper's going off. I'm just like, St. Eamon here. You know, who needs what? Back in the 80s, I was in little rock and roll outfit, missing my lady on the road. It's kind of a road song.
I usually stay at the Bel Air, but this is supposed to be very good.
A beefeater opens the limo door.
Hi, I'm Ronnie. Welcome to the Century Plaza Hotel.
Hi, Ronnie.
Hey, man. Hey, here's my headshot. Just give me a call, you know. Need something. There's an 818 beeper number on the back. It's probably going to change, but need a car, chick, you know, a schooner, anything. Just give me a call.
All right. All
right. I'm serious, man. Give me a call. You never know.
That's for you.
Thank you. We have you in a king-size suite, but your preferential group rate, it entitles you to an executive upgrade.
Oh, super duper.
Where is your accent from?
I'm from Glasgow.
I love the Beatles. I'm just gonna need a credit card now, sir.
Crawford hands over his card.
Thanks.
In the room.
How much you tip them?
Usually here you take the tax and double it.
Tax?
Just give them $5.
Yeah. Oh my god. An upgrade! It's got electric curtains!
Very nice.
It's fantastic! Oh my god!
Ronnie, that's for you. Thanks very much.
Look at that rafting! It's fantastic! It's fantastic! A four-poster bed, my god, I've always wanted one.
Yes, you like this, don't you?
I love it. You know what? I was born to this.
No, Mum, it's the Clinton suite. No, President Clinton. Well, why would a top Los Angeles hotel name a suite after Davy Clinton of Rangers?
I'm here right now!
I'm wearing a blue shirt and my tartan trousers, the ones that are really tight.
I don't have to worry about who's paying for it. We're for paying for it.
No corkscrew. Not a problem. Blue room service. Could you send up Ronnie with a corkscrew, please? When the cat's away, the big Scottish hairdressing mouse will play.
In his tight-fitting black pants and light blue shirt, Crawford dances on his room's balcony. The room is many stories up. He sips champagne on his bed. Back on the balcony, he struts about like a preening cockatoo. A tough-looking lady masseuse pushes hard on Crawford's naked buttocks.
Let's get that other one, okay?
Spectacular, isn't it? I mean, when you look out at all those twinkling lights and you realize that every one of them has a story. There are people out there living, dying, laughing, making love, having their hair done, it's just profound. All the trees are brown, all the trees are brown. The sky is gray, the sky is gray. California, California dreaming on such a winter's day. I'd be safe and I'd be safe and warm if I was in LA.
Lying in bed, Crawford addresses the little doll that Gareth gave him.
Good night, Les.
With a remote control, he shuts the curtains and grins like a little kid. He turns off the light with the remote as well.
Can we just do the curtains again, please?
No, I'm going to sleep. That's it.
Cut, Seamus. So is this how you normally prepare for a competition?
Well, I wouldn't sit out by the pool in Scotland, but it's very similar. You know, I like to get myself calm and focused and relaxed.
So it's not like being a violinist where you practice, practice, practice?
No, it's about calmness and focus and serenity.
A boarding man opens the lift door.
Mr. McKenzie.
Yes?
I am Dunstan Cactus, manager of the hotel. Fellas don't need me on that thing. Hi, Mom. I just wanted to let you know, sir, if there's anything in the hotel night to your liking, you call me instantly, all right? We'll sit down in my office and talk it all out, any time of the day or night. I insist.
Great.
All right, sir. Enjoy your stay.
Okay, thank you very much.
He opens the door again.
I know what. Let's do it right now. Always room in my schedule for an honored guest. What do you say? I insist.
Okay.
All right, sir.
Okay, great.
Oh, my.
He gets into the lift.
Hang on.
Oh, excuse me. We've had many cameras in the hotel before.
Camera cable.
Circus people enjoy staying.
Enough lodging here.
Camera cable is stuck in the fucking way. Hang on!
Jesus Christ.
All right, sir. Come on in. Have a seat.
Thanks.
Have you got your passport on you?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
They're in Dunstan's office.
Oh, see, I knew it. That's what I... Because of the accent, I mean, that was...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Scottish, British
yeah.
passport.
You know, I always wanted Scotland, England, Ireland, and then just Wales. I love that. Just one nice, short country there, too. Yeah. It bespeaks a people with a sense of balance. to my mind. And Scotland, if I may say, is the most beautiful country in the world.
You've been there?
No. No, but over the years, friends have sent me postcards, and one builds up a picture in the mind's eye. And it intensifies to the point where, frankly, I actually consider myself to be Scottish. Though, of course, by mail.
Is there something wrong?
Why don't we have a drink? I'm afraid I don't have much to offer you except water, but as you can see, I have a nice collection of that. Aqua Java, Avalon, Evian, clearly Canadian, Sparklets, Dan and Nye, Eternal Spring.
True Eternal Spring. I wouldn't know whether to drink it or put it on my skin.
Very good, sir. Eternal Spring it is. And one for your friend.
Thank you very much.
Don't be afraid of it, son.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I love water. I used to love booze. Used to be a bit of a moonshine Marty, I'm afraid. But thanks to the grace of my higher power, whom I choose to call my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I haven't had a drink in over 5 days. I am an alcoholic. I'm not afraid to say that to them, by the way. I used to think it was because my uncle inserted his index finger into my anus when I was a kid, but that's all water under the bridge now. All right, to business. We have a teeny problem, and I think we can clear it up in a second. You've maxed out your credit card. We just need to get an imprint of another credit card.
Oh, no, that's fine. There's a misunderstanding.
Please don't be embarrassed. This is really nothing. It happens all the time. We just have a number of charges, and we have to keep current. It's for the meals, the massage, the maxi bar, in-room movies. Men of San Francisco.
I don't think you understand. No.
I've seen that one myself. It's not that I'm judging.
I'm here as a competitor in the Platinum.
It's just that I need another credit card.
I hardly think the World Hairdressing International Federation would have one of their own competitors pay for their own hotel suite.
Pudgy-faced Dunstan looks a little embarrassed.
Nevertheless, I'm going to have to ask you to live up to your fiscal responsibilities. And until that happens, I'm going to have to hold on to this.
He puts Crawford's passport into a drawer.
Here at the Century Plaza, we never like to alarm our guests. We'll do it, but we don't like it.
Monique, I have a Mr. McKenzie here to see you.
Okay, tell him to wait.
I think this is her now.
At WIF, the World Hairdressing International Federation.
Monique. Thank God. The hotel doesn't have any record there as regards payment. They don't know that you, the WIF, I mean, are picking up the tab for the competitors.
Well, we are.
Yeah.
Picking up the tab. But you're not one of the competitors. Who are you?
Well, yeah, I'm Crawford. I'm Crawford McKenzie. You wrote to me personally, inviting me to be part of the Hair Off.
I did write this. This is a form letter. However, each year our computer picks 100 people at random off our associate membership list, and we invite them to come to L.A. To the Hair Off, but to be part of the audience on the big night.
Elegant Monique and a nearby receptionist look a bit awkward as Crawford reads the letter.
So this is just,
Well, if you see here at the bottom, it says that we've reserved you a hotel booking, a courtesy hotel booking. Everyone, the whole lucky 100 gets it. It's at the preferential group rate, so.
I'm from Scotland.
Great.
In Scotland, when someone invites you to a hair competition, to participate, it usually means you'll be participating in that hair competition and not sitting in the back row of the stalls with 99 lucky new friends chewing on a fucking raisinette.
Sorry, this has been a dreadful misunderstanding.
No, it's fine, really. Honestly, it's okay. I've come 7,000 miles to be part of a hair competition I'm not even in, but it's fine. It's really not a problem. It's not. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Look at this. $10 for a tin of cherry cola. Where in this bill does it say that you have to pay for these things?
Right there, sir.
Crawford's at the hotel.
Where else does it say you have to pay for them? Where else on the bill does it say that?
A miserable-looking Ronnie dumps Crawford's bags onto a trolley. Vast palm trees line a road through the city. A sign reads Sunset Plaza. Huge advertising billboards loom above the traffic. One billboard is for cigarettes and features the tough-looking Marlboro Man cowboy. Another is for Calvin Klein and shows a row of muscular men in vests. On Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood, Eamon drives his limo into the car park beside a drive-in motel. He narrowly avoids clobbering a skateboarder as he opens the driver's door.
What did you pump?
Killer ride, you fat bagel!
One of yours?
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Hey, baby.
How are you doing?
How you doing? Listen,
I got...
Martin and Crawford wait in the limo.
That woman's bald.
Yes.
The skateboarder clowns around as Eamon comes back out of the reception, smiling.
I got a great deal, man. Yeah.
How much is it?
Yeah, I got a double occupancy thing.
I think it was a wise choice moving out of the last hotel. You know, it was way too flash. Too much opulence is bad for my instrument.
You don't feel this is a bit of a come down for you?
No, not at all. I actually like it here. I think it's a lot more cutesy, kind of charming. I mean, look at that. It's sweet, isn't it? That Rococo kind of design. And I think that's the difference between Britain and America. Even in the demi-looks category here, they make the effort.
Mind you, you're still not actually in the competition.
Of course I'm still in the competition, Martin. It's been a tiny bureaucratic error.
It'll all be fine tomorrow morning.
In a dressing gown with a towel around his hair, Crawford turns on the aircon, which emits a plume of smoke.
Jesus Christ.
Martin fans the smoke cloud.
This would be very dangerous.
Smell it. Maybe there's an air freshener in it. You know, there's kind of like a potpourri inside or something. You're going to make your room smell nice. I'll open a window anyway.
Curtis, could you do something about this?
Do you like spicy food?
This isn't that spicy.
It is to me.
You want hot food? I'll take you down to Mexico, show you some really hot food.
You know, that'd be great. Actually, if we get time, we should do that. We should all go down.
Mm. Turn over. So, what did you get up to this morning?
I went down to Koreatown, and I saw Choco, you know, Eamon, the limo driver's friend. And, he seemed like a nice guy and everything. Although, it's a horrible neighbourhood. I was really glad to get out. It seemed a bit expensive just to rent a car. Anyway, we're mobile. You want a drink or something?
Don't worry.
I don't think you're meant to eat them. I think they're just garnish.
Nice ride, man.
Thank you. You can see what you like about our friend Damon, but he really pulled the cat out of the box with this one. I'd love to see their faces if I drove down Sucky Hall Street in this.
It's quite big, isn't it?
That's a Doris Day mobile.
No, but the thing is, they drink petrol by the gallon.
So do half my friends in Glasgow.
So where are we going?
Monique's.
Do you really think that's a good idea?
Yeah, she is the organiser. It's partially my fault. I let my ego get in the way. I'm going to let bygones be bygones. Anyway, she'll change her mind when she sees my portfolio.
It's amazing. I mean, really, all of it. This is just...
Thank you very much.
It's tremendous. I mean, I...
Thank you.
I apologize. I understand now why you thought you may have been.
Really, there's no need. It was my fault. I lost my temper. Sorry.
They're in Monique's office.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you in the best seat in the house, right here, between Daniel Day-Lewis and Carrot Top.
Thank you very much, Monique, but I came to compete.
Right. Crawford, with all due respect, these stylists are international stars. Okay, three stylists compete every year. The top hairdressers in Beverly Hills are not invited. So, I don't know, you know, how else I can explain that. I'm coming.
But I'm as good, if not better, than any of them.
You really don't understand, do you?
As they leave the office, Martin gets held up by the sliding door.
You mean it doesn't matter how good you are?
Look, of course it matters, but we don't even know who you are, okay? And then it could take years before you were ever selected.
I want to enter anyway.
You can't just enter, you have to be invited.
Then invite me.
I can't. I don't know who you are.
I'm Crawford McKenzie.
Look. Even if I could just let you in, you're not even qualified to compete. You're not even a member of the guild. You're not even a member of HAG. At the very least, all of the stylists are members of the guild. It's a competition requirement, okay?
Then I'll join.
I'm sorry.
Crawford goes to the camera crew.
Please.
In there.
Hairdressers of America Guild. Right, I need one day's work in a salon to get my HAG union card. If I can't get a day's work here, I might as well hang up my crimping tongs and hobble off into the sunset. Heat up, hang around with the gang no more.
They head onto Rodeo Drive, which is lined with exclusive shops and salons, including Christian Dior and Valentino. Crawford goes into Valhenna, the salon of Stig Ludvigsen.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. I'd like to speak to Stig, please.
Do you have an appointment?
No.
Would you like to make one? I can fit you in Tuesday at 2.
You misunderstand. I'm a fellow stylist. I'd like to speak to him personally.
I'm sorry. You can't even speak to me without an appointment.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
The icy blonde ignores him.
What? You're ignoring me now because I don't have an appointment? Hello?
Kimberly, let him in.
Welcome. Thank you.
Valhalla.
What an honor to finally meet you, Mr.
Well, I'm sure it is.
I can't really believe it.
Well, you believe it. I'm standing right here, huh?
You know, I've been a huge fan of yours.
Okay, look, I don't have all bloody day. Can we get on with the questions, please?
I've been using your salmon finishing rinse on my mother, and I've noticed pre-drying a slight air of burnt toast. Is that normal?
Look, remind us.
Excuse me. What? You? Okay, wait. Come here.
Yes, hello. My name's Martin Samuels. I'm making a TV...
For the a TV, yeah?
Yeah, it's a film documentary about Crawford McKenzie.
But Crawford McKenzie.
Mm-hmm.
Who is Crawford McKenzie?
I'm Crawford McKenzie.
You?
Yes, I'm a fellow stylist. I'm here representing Scotland in the Platinum Scissors competition.
Oh, really?
Actually, I wanted to have a word with you.
Oh, yeah. I've run into a bit of a technical snag.
I don't have a hag card.
Oh.
And I need one for the competition.
Well, of course you do, yeah.
So I need a day's work in a salon.
Oh,
you know, just to smooth it over.
I tell you what? I would really love to help you.
Great.
But I'm not going to. Lars,
thank you.
Goodbye.
Please.
I'm going.
Thank you.
To the receptionist.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Right. It's the hairdresser's way. He's anointed me, Martin. He said, Crawford McKenzie, you can do it on your own.
Any luck?
Well, I think they wanted me, but I couldn't work there. There was a terrible smell in that place. I don't know what it was. I think they were making a curry out of someone's underpants in the back shop or something. It was foul. Fine, I'll go. Thank you very much. Thank you.
He's ejected from another salon.
No joy?
Racists.
Racists?
Racists.
He walks out onto the pavement and turns around.
Said to me, said, we didn't like Braveheart. We don't like whiskey. And we don't like your accent, so please get out. I don't know about you, Martin, but that sounds like racism to me.
Fair enough.
America, land of the free, eh?
In a barbershop.
Hag, don't talk to me about Hag, those loser bastards. You know, they've forgotten what it's really all about. Take a look at this.
Simple step cut with razor edging, it's a classic.
Exactly. You think I could do anything like this in a salon in Beverly Hills? No way, Jose.
I understand. How did you get into Hag in the first place?
How do you think?
Celeb endorsements.
Exactly, celebrity endorsements.
Why don't you phone your friend Sean Connery?
You don't just phone Sean Connery. His telephone number changes every 4 days for security reasons. What I did do is I got in touch with People magazine, and they said they didn't have his number either, but they could do the next best thing. They put me in touch with his publicist. You're always looking to dig the dirt, aren't you, Martin? I think it's a problem with you.
At Candy Harper & Associates in Beverly Hills.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hi.
Hi, I'd like to speak to Candy Harper, please.
Do you have an appointment?
No, but my name's Crawford McKenzie. I'm a friend of Sean Connery's.
You know Sean Connery?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. He's a client here, but I've never met him. He was so rad in Zardoz.
Candy, there's Crawford McKenzie here to see you.
Is he on the list?
No, but he's a friend of Sean Connery's.
Oh, does he have an appointment?
No.
Well?
I'm sorry, Candy can't possibly see you without an appointment. Could you call and make one, maybe?
I'm afraid not. I'm sorry, I don't mean to go above your head, dear, but this is a Scottish matter.
You really think this frown show's really bad, huh?
Hi, hello. David Hasselhoff. I'm Crawford McKenzie. You're a god in Scotland.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Excuse me, this is not a scheduled interview. Who are you?
Oh, why, you're the woman from the airport. Are you Candy Harper?
And who are you?
My name is Martin Samuels. I'm making a documentary for British television. David, it's a nice surprise. Oh. May I say, on a personal note, my niece just got her life savings certificate.
Terrific. Let me wish her the best.
Thank you. Yeah.
And I was wondering, you know, when you're on the beach, the sun and the sea and the sand, it must play havoc with your hair. What kind of products do you use?
Candy, I gotta be going. The German tour, okay?
You've
see you then,
it.
Okay? Thank you very much.
Thank
and
you.
Hello to all my fans in Scotland.
What do you want?
Oh, I'm sorry to barge in on you like this, but I'm a friend of Sean Connery's. I was wondering if you could put me in touch.
Mr. Connery is teeing off right now.
Well, I think he would be a bit annoyed if he knew I'd been here and his representatives hadn't put
me... Well, I'm sure he'll fire me. Why don't you give Gretel your number? We'll get him in touch with you.
Look, it says here, and I quote, Sean Connery sees himself as an ambassador for Scots all over the place. Well, I'm Scottish, I'm all over the place, and I demand to see the ambassador.
Gretel!
Sorry.
Fine, I'll go. But let me just say one thing. I think that your behaviour is indicative of the petty-minded, bureaucratic
Crawford,
stuff that Sean has been
please.
Fighting against his whole life. Pan-10 Pro-V with a generic brand alkali conditioner using a non-soluble finishing rinse.
Candy looks stunned.
Held in place with a flammable stiffener. Are you mad?
How did you know?
A hair professional knows.
Wow.
Let me just say one thing. If this level of abuse continues in future when you have your hair done, you won't necessarily have to be there. I could help you, of course, but given the situation.
I'm not giving you his number.
Three words. Telly and Savalis. The problem with all the products you've been using is that they're all alcohol-based.
What difference does that make?
Well, in layman's terms, it means your hair is drunk. You've got thousands of wee alcoholics growing out of your head. That's why your hair's powerless and unmanageable. It has to go into rehab. First things first. No, it's all right. Crockett's Kiwi Volumizing Reconstructor. It's CPR for hair. I'm surprised Stig hasn't told you about it.
He doesn't do my hair.
That's obvious. I meant as a friend.
Well, I only met him the other day. He was out doing a client's hair at the airport. Why are you here?
I'm representing Scotland in the Platinum Scissors.
Really? Monique didn't tell me there was a Scottish competitor.
Oh, yes.
So you don't really know Sean at all?
I do. I got him out of a jam once, and he owes me a favor.
What kind of a jam?
Loose lips sink ships. Stay still.
He's treating Candy's hair.
Oh, got a wee bit of my finger to
which
my head.
Way?
No, I've missed
it's
half of it.
It's not leaky, is it?
No.
She puffs on a joint.
Can you keep your head in one place for a minute?
It's really awesome.
Crawford rinses Candy's hair with a jug of water in a little sink.
I was thinking of cutting it really short.
How long's it been?
What?
In my experience, women cut their hair really short for one or two reasons. Either they've gone through a nasty breakup with a man, or they're heavily involved in the world of ladies' golf. And I'm looking at you, and I'm not seeing much of a putter.
With shorter, richly dyed red hair, Candy eyes Crawford sadly. He gives her a hug.
Oh, thing. Weef. Ladies and gentlemen, may I present your employer, Miss Candace Margaret Hilda Harper.
That's great. It's fabulous. I just love it.
Hello, Mr. Connery. It's Crawford McKenzie. Actually, I was a fan of yours long before we met. I never really get a chance to properly compliment you on the subaquatic segments of Never Say Never Again. What was it like working with Barbara Carrera?
That sounds fine, honey. Now just dial the number.
Hello, 007. It's the hair master.
Are you concerned that Sean might not remember you?
Do you think I could have some privacy, please, Martin?
He's in the motel reception.
Come on. Just call him, man. Come on. Right, all right. Why don't you just go back? Okay? Hello? Martin, why don't you just go back? Go on, bugger off. Why don't you go to the lap dancing bar you were in last night? Did you have your camera running then? Did you, eh? Hi, Sean. It's Crawford McKenzie. You probably don't remember me, but I was the one that steam-cleaned your hairpiece at Glen Eagles when it blew off at the fourth green during the Benny Hill Pro-Am. Happy days. Anyway, I was wondering if you could write a letter to Hag telling them what a great Thank you very much.
Crawford hangs up and leaves the reception. He jogs along a bridge with Martin.
Have you got the Hollywood sign in? Turn over.
Right, so it's just jogging and talking.
Okay. Sean was busy. He's a busy man, but he did suggest maybe I would like to schmooze Candy a little more. Schmooze is an old Yiddish word. It means talking business and eating a snack at the same time. I think Lentil says it to one of his henchmen in Fiddler on a Hot Tin Roof.
Anyway, the point being, I've arranged to have my first power lunch.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
That's really good. Did you get the Hollywood sign in?
The cameraman falls over at the Epicenter restaurant.
Thanks for having lunch with me.
That's all right, I always have lunch, sometimes several times a day.
Anyway, look, the reason I wanted to talk to you.
Excuse me, hi. I'm very excited to tell you about our specials today. As an appetizer, we have the pita knapsack of Haitian tribal crudités. As an entree, we have the whole poached Numidian hen that's pan-seared in its own juices and then flash-fried before being encased in its own phyllo kingdom and surrounded by a moat of luminous chive custard. It's well worth the 15-minute wait.
We'll have two Caesar salads.
The waiter's disappointed.
Excellent choice.
Anyway, the reason I want to...
Look, before you say a word, I have got to tell you something. You really cheered me up the other day. You were the first person I have met in a long time who I felt could be a real friend and not always be after something. Jerry and I are going to give it another try.
Oh.
And I really think it has a lot to do with this makeover that you gave me.
Mm.
I really feel attractive again.
And you see, it's not just about the hair. It's about the healing.
You are so right. That's why Jerry and I are going to spend the weekend in Santa Barbara at a psychic friend's tennis retreat.
Mm. I don't know, what's that?
It's a tennis retreat. Psychic friend's weekend in Santa Barbara that Jerry and I are going to over the weekend.
Great.
Mm.
Hey, Candy.
Hey, Johnny.
Hey, Fruka.
It's good.
Look at you. My God, you look sensational.
Mm.
Oof, you're glowing. Who is laying you, huh? You can tell me. What is it, Hercules?
God. Oh, by the way, I want to thank you again for coming out to the airport to do Harrison's hair. He was thrilled.
Of course he was. Yeah. Hey, Scottish. From my salon, right?
Lovely to see you again.
Oh, that's the guy.
Now,
I was telling
look
you.
Look out, Stig. He's going to give you a run for your money in the platinum scissors.
Yeah, sure. You can't even get a job sweeping the floor in my salon for a hag guard. Well, through. Listen, hey, next month, it's Loser's Day. Come back, I piss on your head.
Piss on your head.
This is a cat. You're
such an asshole. Oh, wait. Breathe.
They take deep breaths. Outside.
So let me get this straight. You can't get into the platinum scissors without a hag card.
No.
So why didn't you just tell me?
Well, I was going to, but then you said all that nice stuff about being your friend.
You are my friend. I can get you the card.
Thank you.
It's my town, remember? Come by my office by the end of the day. I'll get you a job that'll make you hag eligible.
She drives off in a silver convertible BMW. Crawford spots his car on a flatbed.
Hey! Hey, hold on! Wait a minute!
There's a uniformed cop there.
Excuse me, this is my car.
Okay, so... You must be Ming Taipei. Strange. You don't look like a 78-year-old Asian chef from Koreatown.
Don't know what you're talking about. This is my car. I rented it this morning.
Yes, you did. Shut it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. This car is a stolen vehicle. You're under arrest, Ming.
The cop handcuffs Crawford to a lamppost. Crawford leaves the police station and eyeballs Martin.
Where the hell were you?
I posted bail, but they wouldn't let you out till this morning.
Creep.
Where's the car?
They wouldn't give me the bloody car. They wouldn't make any bloody arrest because of insufficient bloody evidence. I'm lucky I wasn't deported. Well, that's it. I'm going to go down to Koreatown. I'm going to sort out this choco character.
Koreatown? I'm not sure.
A cop car hares past, narrowly missing the pair of them.
That is very dangerous.
A yellow taxi pulls up outside a rundown-looking building on a quiet street corner. Choco's House, Koreatown, Los Angeles. Martin and Crawford exit the cab. Martin joins the cameraman at street level, while Crawford heads up some steps and knocks on the door.
Choco, it's Crawford McKenzie. I'd like to speak to you about some party rent.
Don't hang around here, Andy!
Come on, Choco.
I don't think this is a very good idea.
Come on, Choco.
I think we should probably leave now.
The cameraman and Martin bolt back along the pavement. Crawford hares down the steps and ducks through an open gate round the side of the rundown building. The cell man joins Martin and Crawford. The cameraman hunkers by a car.
Oh, God. Oh, I've wet my trousers.
At the motel, Crawford packs his bags.
So, you've come all this way, and now you're just going to give up the chance of a lifetime?
Yes.
Right.
Let me tell you something, Martin. There are many things I'm willing to do for my art, but being attacked by a team of crack Korean marksmen is not one of them, okay?
Oh, man. I'm so sorry. I heard what happened with the car, and I just ran down here as soon as I heard it. I told that dude Chaco. I told him I'm never doing business with you again, man.
Oh, I'm so happy, Eamon. I am so happy. I'm happy to know that had I actually been shot to death, I would not have died in vain because your business affairs would have been kept in
brother,
order.
I'm just happy you're all right, bro.
I am not your brother.
What?
Where the hell have you been? Didn't you get my messages?
Sorry, I was being raped in prison.
Well, you shouldn't be out enjoying yourself when you've got work to do.
I don't care.
I got you a job, a runway show. You've got to be there in an hour.
Andy, I'm going home.
Yeah.
This is a hag job. You do this, you get into the competition. Now, come on.
Well, my car was impounded.
Dude, no problem, I'll drive.
Damn right you will, you big tow rag. Candy, Eamon, Candy, come on, let's go.
Christ.
Eamon was talking to them from the bathroom while he was taking a pee with the door open. The skateboarder grabs the back of the limo as it rolls out of the car park. They arrive at a theme park. A security guard talks to Eamon at the driver's window.
Welcome to the Kingdom of Joy.
Oh, Andy Harper for Betty Fuego.
Did you pack your own bags today, sir?
Yeah.
Bring in any alcohol, knives, handguns, drugs, cocaine, heroin,
Excuse me.
Hi.
Wearing gang colors back here, ma'am?
I'm Candy Harper. This is Crawford McKenzie. We're here for Betty Fuego.
Okay, that's way too many names.
Harper. Candy Harper.
Oh, yeah. Okay, got three walk-on passes. All right, you're going to have to back this rig on up to lot Z and walk it on in, okay?
But we can just take the back.
Back it up! Let's go.
Crawford McKenzie? Hi, Candy. I am so sorry
about
the mix-up at the gate. So I've been here for 4 years, and this is really my home away from home.
Great. Where are my models?
Oh, they like to be called actors. It's a local convention.
Okay.
Okay. This is the dressing room.
Oh, hi,
hi, guys. But Candy said you'd be happy to do this, that you wanted your head card.
This is ridiculous. I'm a hairdresser. I'm not a vet.
Well, then I'm just going to have to tell the actors that the show is canceled, Candy.
Hey.
To Crawford.
Let go of your ego. Just go out there and do your job.
I do hair. I don't do plumage.
I'm disappointed in you. Do you know how many strings I had to pull to make this happen?
What strings? They're four mental method actors in animal costumes.
Listen to me. It cost me $300 to get rid of the regular stylist.
Did it?
Yes.
Oh, hey, listen, everybody. Just a note from last performance. Remember, during the foraging part, let's see some more detail on what food you're looking for, okay? Reach inside your actor's toolbox.
Hey, y'all. I'm Amy. I'm Crawford's driver. Hey, just want you to go out there and kick some butt.
Okay. Stop with the hopping!
I'm looking for my parents.
It's a damn kid's show.
Oh, no.
I think I have an agent coming today.
She's got a new agency in Palm Springs.
I'm trying to get the Extras Guild. It's paint,
you know. Once I'm finished with this, it's going to look like Elvis Presley. Obviously, you know, a sort of woodland creature, Elvis Presley, but it'll be Elvis Presley nonetheless.
I'm working, right?
I'm a bunny. Animals, a little peace in the kingdom, if you please.
Bear,
come on, hibernate. Now, look, I know we've only had a short time to pull this thing together, but I think we've done a bloody good job.
No, Crawford, you've done a bloody good job.
Yeah.
Thank you. Look, come here. Everyone, rub the back of the animal next to you. Right. Come on. There you are.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change.
The mascots dance on a stage outside.
Hey, kids, remember, there's a good touch and a bad touch. Don't be chicken. Say no to drugs. No. I'm hip and I'm hot. Oh yeah, but I ain't no gangster.
The crowd is unimpressed.
Boom bay, boom ba, boom bay, boom ba da ba.
Thank you. That was fantastic. That was fabulous.
You were great. You were great.
Finalmente, Crawford McKenzie, member tag.
But you're still not actually in the competition.
He will be.
Yes.
Eamon, where's a good place to go dancing?
depends what you want.
You ever been to Club Spartacus?
I've been by it.
You ought to take them there.
Night at the motel. Eamon pulls up.
Let's go! Ah. Oh. Oh, you look amazing, man.
It's just a little something I threw together.
It's a sort of
Braveheart meets Liberace, or Si tu preferes, Bravace.
In a kilt, Crawford flashes the bald receptionist.
I love it so much here.
God, look at that!
There's nothing like this in Scotland. I mean, just nothing like it.
The whole freedom of the place really just makes me feel so...
Jesus!
Oh, my!
They arrive at Club Spartacus. Crawford and Eamon head down a staircase inside the steamy-looking club, which is mostly filled with guys in outlandish costumes or various states of undress. Crawford lobs his jacket at an awkward-looking Martin. Eamon and Crawford hit the dance floor. A bare-chested guy collars Martin and nods at him suggestively a couple of times. Eamon dances seductively with a man in a wig and a dress. Crawford does a Highland Fling-style move.
I'm Crawford McKenzie. I'm a hairdresser.
The bare-chested man with Martin leaves indignantly. Martin eyes a man's buttocks in a pair of leather chaps.
I'm a fellow stylist.
Eamon drives the limo along a wide street. Crawford stands up through the open sunroof and waves a Scottish flag. A line of guys outside a club cheer and wave. A man in a long silvery wig blows kisses. Day. Crawford is at the Hag head office.
Now licensed to style, weave, and cut. The state of California. Mr. McKenzie, congratulations.
Thank you.
He gives a thumbs up.
The great thing about having a Hag card is it can get you into any hair event in the world, whether it's Vidal Sassoon's Quick Rinse Rodeo or Stig Ludwigsson talking about modern hair products. Anyway, I couldn't wait to show Monique Gingold my Hag card.
You see, the problem with the modern haircare products is that they're homogenized, they're pasteurized, they're fried, they're shaked, they're baked, they're not real. But at Valhalla, we are already in the 21st century. We're going back to nature. We say to nature, hey, hello, nature, look, we're sorry about the ozone layer, but could we please borrow a few fish to make our ladies beautiful again? You see it? Just quickly, right? It's a fluke. Used to swim like this, now swims like this. We have it reduced. Here into a paste. It's a special dandelion and a kind of a yu-yu muck paste. We took this whole fish and we put it into a bottle. And then we gently massage it right into the scalp. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you.
At the reception in Valhalla.
And then I did a documentary about the prawn fishing in the Philippines, which was, I mean, it's staggering the level of poverty that they live at. And I'd love you to see it.
Well, was it good for you?
Brilliant. Always.
Come on. Behave. I can behave. I never had parents.
I'm separated.
Hi, Monique. Hi.
Hi.
Nana.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
It's great.
So
what? So now you can be in the hair office. Candy. Crawford, I can't let you in the hair off just because you got your Hag card.
See, you told me I could get in the hair off if I got my Hag card.
No, I did not, darling. It's much more than a Hag thing. I'm sorry. Listen, I respect you as an artist, okay? I do. And I love the B2B, okay? I love Masterpiece Theater. Only you're not getting into my competition, right?
That's not fair. You lied.
Excuse me. I will not be bullied, right?
Hey, Scottish, but oh, still a man in film, but a man who can't find a job? Hey, I give you a job, huh?
Stig glowers.
Kiss my ass.
Don't be such a prick. Monique, listen, can you give him a break, please? Okay, everyone admires your little charity work, all right? But really, why waste your time? Why don't you carry around enough excess baggage as this?
Forget about it. She's just a stupid Beverly Hills tart held together by hairspray and pantyhose.
This isn't about Monique, it's about Jerry.
No. Something happened at the Psychic Friends tennis retreat.
I caught him with another woman. I should have seen it coming. He was all over her at the premonition brunch, which she's actually held the night before.
truth thing.
Why is it we always love the man who causes the most pain?
I know. One night in Glasgow, I was mistaken for a Belgian soccer fan by four sailors from Inverness who beat me senseless. Still keep in touch with one of them. Donald is the most lovely man.
Martin strolls across the bar with a bottle of beer. He's briefly distracted by a couple snogging.
Two girls over there kissing.
Candy gives him a pitying look.
So, do you feel your time here has been completely wasted?
You know what, Martin? You talk too much.
Converging on Los Angeles for tomorrow night's International Platinum Scissors Competition. Maverick billionaire industrialist Warren Crockett is also in town. Although one of his companies is sponsoring the competition, it seems unlikely that the enigmatic tycoon will actually be watching tomorrow night.
Listen, I don't mind if a bunch of soft boys get together here and snip a little hair, as long as it sells a few crates of salon juice for me.
If I know Senator Crockett at all, he'll be spending the weekend on his private golf course in Brentwood.
Hey, $20 million?
You're close, $25 million. But then again, when your golfing pals are like Tiger Woods and Sean Connery, you know, you spare no expense, you know what I'm saying?
I guess not. Favorite again for the third year running is world champion stylist Stig Ludvigsen.
I feel great, really. I'm young, I'm fit, I'm tingling sexy cool.
Hey,
guys, you're out of here.
Calm down. Competition is
so it's just upset jet lag thing.
Crawford was throwing nuts at the TV when Stig was on. The limo wends its way downtown, past shops and bars decked with neon lights and signs. Day, the sun shines over the Hollywood Hills. Candy's BMW is parked outside her condo-style residence in the Pacific Palisades. Martin's outside a bedroom where Crawford's still in bed.
Seamus can't find his trousers.
I've got my passport in them.
As they talk, Candy emerges from under the covers.
Yeah, do you know where the coffee is? Jesus Christ. Sorry.
Martin ushers the camera crew out of the bedroom. Candy brings a tray of coffee mugs into the living room, where Crawford is in a turquoise gown.
Good morning, Tiger.
Stop that. Don't call me that. Stop it. I'm gay.
You could have fooled me last night. Boy, things you were doing to me. Where did you learn that stuff?
Stop it.
A total animal.
Oh.
And why did you keep calling me Gareth?
I did not.
Gareth.
What is this?
It's a rainmaker.
Sounds like toilet flushing.
Well, you don't have to worry. You couldn't have done anything even if you wanted to. Of course, he's doing wonders for my self-esteem.
Sorry, Candy. I adore you, I really do. It's just that I prefer my women with a penis.
In the garden.
I made such a fool of myself.
Eat your breakfast.
Coming over here trying to be part of a competition I'm not even invited to. Like turning up at the Olympic Games in a pair of shorts and saying, okay, where's my javelin? Doesn't happen, does it?
I'm glad you're here. I'm just sorry you're such a pussy. Think you're the first person to get knocked around by Tinseltown? You think this kind of crap doesn't happen to every single person that gets off the bus?
She's on an exercise machine.
Well, let me tell you something, buddy. You got big dreams? You want fame? Well, fame costs. And right here's where you start paying. In sweat.
Ah! Are you all right?
You're a great hairdresser, right?
I don't even know anymore.
Are you a great hairdresser, yes or no? Is he a great hairdresser?
Yes, he is.
You a great hairdresser?
Yes, I am.
Well, then you can win this hair off.
I can't even get into this hair off.
Well, if you could get in, you could win, right?
Yeah.
Finish your Cocoa Puffs.
Burly Drew Carey arrives outside Café Ars Liqueurs in Beverly Hills.
Candy was wonderful. I knew she was well-connected in Hollywood, but I never dreamed she'd get America's comedy heavyweight, Mr. Drew Carey, to come to lunch in the flick of a hat.
I think you're going right to features. Watch out, Denzel.
Excuse me, someone would like a word with you? Hi, Drew.
There's only a few things I love in life, Monique. I love little puppies at Christmas. I love the sound the water makes when it hits the pillars under the bridge of sighs in Venice. I love leather underwear.
great.
But most of all, Monique, I love what that man does with hair. Don't ever make me tell you that again, okay? No,
Drew Carey is not Jewish, but nevertheless, he is an expert in the art of schmoozing. In no time at all, he had Monique Gingold eating out of his hand hook, line and sinker. The upshot of it was that we were summoned to a powwow at Monique's office. I wore my blue sweater.
As you both know, the Platinum Scissors competition has been hosted by Warren Crockett for the past 25 years. And due to the exceptional nature of this situation, I called the senator at home this morning. You are a remarkable artist, Crawford, that's without a doubt. And the impression that you've made on this town in such a short time is unparalleled.
Thank you.
Despite your phenomenal effort, the senator has decided not to include another stylist in this year's competition. I'm sorry.
Monique, I've seen
Candy, I'm sorry.
Thank you for your time.
They leave Monique's office. Candy, Crawford, and Martin are in the lift heading down. Martin opens a packet of something.
Like a mint.
Crawford hangs his head sadly. Martin pops a mint into his own mouth. The sun sets over the coastline.
The hardest part about all of this was that it really wasn't about me. It was about the people back home. Mr. Patel, Frank the Postman, Margaret, Gareth, Mother. The ones who've never won anything in their lives, let alone an international hairdressing prize. This was for the little people. And we all know what happens to the little people, don't we? They get trodden on by the big people. Clumsy big people with big feet, crushing the little people on the pavement of life. Dreams squashed like insects on the giant shoes of fate. It's just sad.
Holding his shoes, he wanders along the sandy waterline. A funfair stretching along a wooden pier is cast into silhouette by the shimmering golden brown sunlight. On the promenade, Crawford paces by a payphone. He stops, picks up the receiver, and makes a call.
Hello, this is Sean Connery. I'd like to speak to Senator Crockett, please. Hello, Warren. How are you? It's Sean.
Eamon's limo rolls up the road in a luxurious-looking suburb of L.A. The long car turns into a wide driveway, leading to an opulent villa. A clay pigeon is shot out of the sky as Crawford stalks through the grounds.
What?
Great shot! It's a great place you've got here. It's really beautiful, really.
Yeah, pull it.
Grey-haired Senator Warren Crockett shoots another target.
You got that again?
Come on up.
Crawford heads over to Warren, who's in his 60s, and surrounded by some teenage-looking girls in bikinis.
I've known Sean Connery for 25 years, and yours is by far the worst impersonation I've ever heard. You try to deceive me. And I find that very charming. Now, what the hell do you want?
I need a favor.
So why should I do you a favor?
I studied up on you, Mr. Crockett. You started off with nothing. Now you rule the world.
Now, Belgium.
It couldn't have been easy being the only American child in a Shanghai orphanage.
16 kids to a hammock, Mr. McKenzie. What's your point?
But it's not like your empire sprung out of the ground fully formed. You started off with a dry cleaning store in Manila. By the time you were 25, you were the most successful businessman in Asia. The garment industry, rubber, tin mining, cosmetics.
You think I owe the universe a favor, and you want to call it in. Son, you got balls of dynamite.
Thank you. Really, thanks very much.
Sure. Take care, kid.
Cheerio.
Give him hell, Crawford!
Eamon drives Crawford away from the villa. Night, at the 1998 Platinum Scissors Competition in downtown Los Angeles, a brunette reporter clutches a microphone.
The stars are out in force tonight for LA's annual hair extravaganza. It's Giuseppe Franco, how are you this evening? Veronica, how are you this evening? I'm Jose, how are you this evening?
Stig Ludwigsen.
A big, gorgeous kiss of talent.
He's got balls like this.
I think Stig will.
Everyone who is anyone in hair is here to watch the world's top stylist compete for the ultimate prize, the Platinum Scissors.
So, this is the night we've been working towards. How do you feel?
I feel great, actually. I feel like William Wallace must have felt before the Battle of Stirling Bridge. Well, my hair's not as puffy and unkempt, obviously.
The limo arrives by the red carpet. Candy, Crawford and Martin head past a phalanx of paparazzi and some puzzled-looking guests. Inside, Monique scurries over and kisses Crawford, who wears black trousers and a leather jacket over a typically loud shirt with a wide collar.
Candy, hello. Hello. We're so thrilled and honored that you could make it. Really, I tried so hard to get you in. I mean, I'm just glad it all came together in the end, really.
How is the senator?
He's great. He's great.
Candy! Hey,
can I see
you? Yes. Hi, fruit cups.
How are you?
Well, so, Scottish. Finally made it, huh? Well, I don't know. Always knew you would, right?
Yes.
Funny,
then
I was said that?
Yep.
You know, you have ambition, you got determination. Hey, you remind me of me. That's true.
I hope not too much.
All right, hope not too much, right?
Yeah, okay. Hey, congratulations, yeah. Crawford, and
thank
good
you.
Luck. Really.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
Thank you.
And good luck to you.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey. Why did you say good luck to him?
Well, I was just being polite. I didn't mean it.
Wait, show me. Is this priest not got any good?
Obviously, must be pretty good if he's here, right?
And the thing you need, I'll be right outside.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Well, let's get a drink. Crawford?
You go ahead. I'll be with you in a minute.
Right.
In the reception.
Are you saying Daddy is better than me?
Come on, Stig.
No, but
no
I don't understand.
Better than
because...
you. Just relax.
No, but I'm just saying, there must be rules. I mean, you know, why did Crockett let him in the first place? I don't get it. You know, but I guess he's probably Crockett's bum chump. That's for...
I'm pretty sure that Crockett's not gay, all right?
Hey.
Don't know so far. Just step over here. 1 second. I just want to tell you something.
What?
Don't you fuck with me. Don't fuck with me. Don't you ever fuck with me, Yoni.
Blonde, long-haired Stig gives slick-haired Johnny a playful slap on the cheek and a pat on the chest, then lets go of his lapels and strides off through the reception. Crawford doesn't notice Stig glaring at him as he heads through the bar.
Good luck, Stig.
Sexy good, huh?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Tony Lara.
Hi, how are you? Thank you so much. Let's start. Let's find out what all the fuss is about. And here it is, the priceless Platinum Scissors.
Crawford watches the scissors presented on a cushion, then bolts through the dining room.
Crawford?
Not in here.
Sorry.
Hey.
Crawford?
Come
here.
Crawford? Leave me alone. I'm having a panic attack.
Honey, let's talk about this. Open the door.
There's nothing to talk about. I want to go home.
You can't go home, man.
Their origins shrouded in mystery. All that is known is that they were originally hand-smelted for Tsar Nicholas II of Russia by Carl Fabergé himself.
Just open the door, honey. Let me in.
I think I may be having a stroke.
Did you feel that?
Yes.
Then it's not a stroke. Come on. Let's move.
In the reception.
All right, here we go. Nikki, yes. You'll be with Crawford. Kimora, you'll be with Dick, of course, David Cottrell, as always, and Kylie. Thanks for being with us tonight. I know how busy you are these days.
In the dining room.
In 1941, top Nazi Adolf Hitler almost got his fascist fingers on these scissors were it not for the bravery of French resistance fighters who intercepted these very scissors on their way to Berchtesgaden. Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me chills to stand so near the magnificent Platinum Scissors.
Surrounded by their entourages and their models, the competitors step onto the stage. Monique wears an Oriental-style fan in her hair.
All right, gentlemen, the running order is as follows. Crawford, you'll be first. Dick, you're in second, followed by Dave. And Stig, of course, as champion, you'll be last. Gentlemen, to your tongs.
The stylists pull scissors from holsters around their bodies and hold them up as if they were gunfighters in the Wild West. They turn and head behind golden beaded curtains. the compares on a stairway leading to the stage, which is above the dining room.
And as the excitement grows, let's meet the judges.
First, the confessed bad boy of hair himself, the one, the only, Giuseppe Franco, ladies and gentlemen. Celtic Salon Impresario from Merthyr Tydfil in South Wales, Titch Jones. The king of all products, John Paul Mitchell, and the lovely Eloise DeJoria.
Backstage.
You know, I'm not sweating now. When I start sweating, you'll know it.
The stylists have their own mirrors where they work on their models. Stig's assistant sprays some hairspray into the air. Stig grabs at the fine mist with his fingers, then dips them into his blonde model's hair.
No.
Another stylist, Dave, smokes.
No, no. Yes.
One crimper knocks over a bottle of Bacardi in the excitement. In the dining room.
We have 1 hour to go. My friends south of the border, 60 minutos to go.
Martin and Candy sit in an antechamber. They hurry into Crawford's section with Monique. Crawford's model holds her blotchy, ruined hair between stiffened fingers.
What is going on? Oh, God.
Someone put some kind of red dye in all his products. His mousse, his serums, his volumizers.
What does it matter? It's over now.
That's it. We're screwed. I'm sorry.
We'll get him next year, man.
Yeah. Did you say?
It's always next year. Yeah, we'll get him.
No. No, there's not always next year. Candy, go into the audience. Get me a pretty girl.
You don't have time. I'll get you more time.
Good. Thank you. Eamon, give me that piece of material from the couch. Bring it over.
Candy, a pretty girl, please.
Crawford. Listen, I've got a load of volumizers. You're welcome tonight.
Thanks, Dave. I'll come through.
Candy hurries over to a table full of nice-looking girls. A woman briefs the compere, who smiles nervously and pulls out his mic.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I know you've been waiting, and we are going to have a competition. There has been a slight mishap backstage. We will be changing the order of our competitors, though. Our newcomer, Crawford McKenzie from Scotland, will be going last this evening. But I assure you the competition will be stiff. So enjoy yourselves. Do what I do, drink more. Thank you.
Backstage.
Monique, look, Stig has to go last. He's the champion.
John.
You can't put this Scottish freak show on after him.
Veronica.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, great.
I'm so excited. I always wanted to be in this. I mean, you're not even famous. I'm sorry.
Tell him. He's gonna walk.
Look.
And then you are gonna be screwed.
Okay, if Stig walks, he's disqualified, all right? He's this close to being disqualified already, and you know why.
Oh, come on, Monique. Stig had nothing to do with that.
Blow me.
And now the moment you've all been waiting for, the main event. One stylist, one model, one hairdo, one shot at the big prize. And now, ladies and gentlemen, our first contestant of the evening, Mr. Dick Miyake.
A video appears on a circular screen at the top of the stairs.
What Dick is saying is, the transition from monk to hairdresser was a painful one for me.
Give me some of that, Veronica. Put your fingers to it. We're actually going to bring you up.
My ancestors guide my hands as I create my hair sculpture.
Eamon fiddles with the electrics by the buffet.
And now, first off, a style created especially for this evening's competition by Dick Miyake, and he simply calls it House of the Rising Sun.
The audience rises as handsome Dick leads his oriental-styled model onto the stage come balcony. He holds her hand to the top of the stairs, then she walks down alone. Her hair is fashioned into an improbably gigantic Chinese pagoda with a long stalk of hair ending in a little plume at the top. Backstage, Veronica's raven hair is swathed in bako foil.
Dad, I don't want that. Candy, I'm sorry.
She's
cool. I know you
did.
She's in my hair.
It's gonna work.
They're ruining my hair.
Oh no, that's looking great. Looking great.
The scores flash up on boards.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dick Miyake, Kimura, and the House of the Rising Sun. All right, let's check these 797. John Paul Mitchell, 9-8. Beautiful. And 9-7, 9-8, 9-7. Great scores for Dick Bianchi. If this is the beginning, imagine what is to come. But don't imagine long, because here comes our British invader, Dave London.
And here's Dave in repose at his favorite English pub.
This is where my career really took off. I come in here one day, sitting there having a dump was a Royal Irish lady, Bubbles Banks Frampton. So I gives her a cup. She shows her friends, they loves it. Bob's your uncle. Next thing you know, I'm an international hairdressing sensation, which is amazing, really, because I only came in here for a shit.
On the screen, Dave winks.
Here we go. Dave London and his magical creation, Wembley Wonderland.
Dave leads his model onto the balcony. The elegant young lady is resplendent in a football-themed outfit. Her hair is modelled into a sort of football stadium in the clouds.
This is going to be the one.
Do you love me?
Absolutely adore you. Over there, on the shelf.
We are going to win.
We're going to win. We're going to win if we can get it done.
I don't want to dream.
Veronica looks nervous, her hair's still covered with foil. Wiry, bespectacled Dave escorts his model off stage.
Dave London, as the French called him, the infant terrible, and I think...
That's nice one, love.
Let's look at our scores. 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, with a comb. It is my great pleasure to present a close personal friend of mine and the freeform hairstyling champion, Stig Ludvigsson.
Crawford, did you use the cheese?
Cheese isn't in there.
I feel something starting to harden.
That's just me, darling. I'm excited.
Because I love people, and people love me. Because I love life, and I love to live. And sometimes other people say to me, not the same people, different people, they say to me, Stig, you are too kind to people. You really are too nice to people. I say to them, if you can't be nice to people, get the hell out of my cellar.
On screen, Stig shrugs modestly.
From Trondheim, Norway, Stig Ludvigsson with New Zealand's own Kylie Bax and his creation, Odin's Longboat.
Stig's model Kylie struts onto the balcony in a shimmering blue dress. Her raven hair is styled high above her head in a graceful twist like the prow of a longboat. There's a dragon's head sticking out the top and oars either side. She strikes powerful poses.
Can I hold that for you?
Crawford hurries to finish Veronica's hair.
Hold on.
Where's my wire
cutter?
Don't get your fingers in the twist.
Veronica grips the foil with a frown as Crawford inserts springs and clips. Candy smokes.
That's it.
The foil is dropped onto the floor. On the stairs, Kylie turns her back on a delighted audience and makes her way up towards Stig.
Stig Ludvigsson, ladies and gentlemen, reigning world champion.
Kylie and Stig take a bow. Stig points playfully at John Paul Mitchell, who holds both his hands up.
Unbelievable. Let's look. The scores 10-10-10, 10-10-10.
Yes, yes.
All I can say is it's what I expected.
Maybe someday, never know. You should have won. You should have won, really. Maybe someday, never know.
Unfortunately, our Scottish competitor, Crawford McKenzie, was such a late entry, we could not make a film for him. But I think we have something very exciting, maybe even better. With his model, Veronica Webb, Crawford McKenzie's Flower of Scotland.
The bagpipe player stands by the edge of the balcony. Veronica struts onto the stage. Her hair is a massive pillar of light purple like a thistle. The roots are green, interwoven with her natural raven tresses. Crawford stands by as she starts down the steps. The crowd beam and applaud as Veronica does a turn, wearing an elegant long green dress. Dressed in a stylish kilt and beret, Gareth's little doll rises from the top of Veronica's hair. John Paul leads a standing ovation. puff of smoke surrounds the doll, who waves his legs and does a turn of his own. The judges are delighted. Giuseppe blows a kiss with both hands. The doll retracts into the hairdo and Veronica walks back to the top of the stairs. Veronica beams and grabs Crawford, who takes a modest little bow, then escorts her off stage.
Difficult indeed. Judges, you must make your decisions now. As we look at the scoreboard, Signora, we must ask for your vote.
Each of the judges pushes a remote to register their scores.
11, John Paul Mitchell. Eloise, 11. 11, Giuseppe Greco, 11. Chris Jones, 11.
Stig smashes a glass.
The platinum scissors will belong to Crawford McKenzie.
Johnny gives Crawford his card. Crawford hugs Martin.
Thank you for everything.
The audience are still on their feet as Crawford heads down the stairs and beams around the room. Monique kisses him on both cheeks, then presents him with the platinum scissors. One of her assistants puts some garlands around Crawford's neck.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new hairdressing champion of the world, Crawford McKenzie!
He holds the scissors aloft. In the main atrium, Warren greets Crawford with a powerful handshake. Martin collars Stig.
I knew it all along.
You hate this, don't you?
No. All I want to say is this, or to you, okay? We have hair competition, or is it a toy show? That's the thing. Okay, I gotta go now. Turn it.
Gotta go. Thank you.
I felt sorry for Stig Ludvigsen. To go from being top Norwegian to just another Scandinavian hairdresser must be a pretty tough nut to swallow. When I look back on the whole thing now, I feel I've grown, both spiritually and as a hairdresser. Was it hard to leave California? No. It's just like Scotland with palm trees and better dental care. I wanted to go home. I wanted to see my friends. And you know what? I was dying for a curry.
He arrives at the Indian restaurant in Glasgow.
Welcome back, Mr. McKenzie.
Thank you, sir.
Well done.
Welcome home, son. Scotland's proud of you.
I'm proud of Scotland. Let's party!
In the studio, he reaches the end of his LA photo album.
That's it. Now, who's for a haircut?
Stig returned to his hometown, Trondheim, Norway, where he now helps run the family herring business. Candy and comedian Drew Carey are expecting their first baby in 3 months. Monique moved to San Jose, where she works as a ladies' golf instructor. She's designing her own putter. Martin has begun work on his next documentary, David Hasselhoff, A Life. Eamon is now president of production at Warner Brothers. He drives his own limo to work. Dunstan is in jail awaiting trial for indecent acts with Ronnie the Bellboy. Warren has successfully completed the purchase of Belgium. The Compere is currently touring the Middle East, hosting the Little Miss Teenage Tehran competition. Crawford continues to dominate the Glasgow hairdressing scene and will defend his title next year in LA. ITFC, audio description.